It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already December 9th and 10th, depending on when you're listening to this. The year has flown by. We had all of our Thanksgiving activities, and now we're obviously, some of us anyway, shopping for the upcoming holidays. Big shout out to all my running friends. We had a great time at the Santa Shuffle in Manchester at 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, December 2nd. That was awesome. There were over 3,000 runners in Santa suits running up and down Elm Street. Later that night, I had my own company holiday party. And then on Sunday the 3rd, we had the first of the three Jingle Bell runs for arthritis, and that was in Freeport. So I want to put a plug in for the us Concord residents and Concord area residents. On December 17th is the Concord Jingle Bell Run. So hopefully people will sign up, jbr.org, and I'll see you at the Runlet School on December 17th. Well, one of the nice things about this radio show, it gives me an opportunity to focus on community partners, also the arts and theater, as well as some of the jewels that we have in New Hampshire. And we don't always reflect on the fact that we have so much in New Hampshire, whether it's the mountains, whether it's the arts, whether it's the Discovery Center, whether it's the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, whether it's the Fisher Cats. But right here in Concord, we have the most prominent theater in performing arts in New Hampshire, and it's called the Capital Center of the Arts. And in the spirit of transparency, long ago, in the days of MT, I was actually on the Capital Center for the Arts board. We've had other Delta Dental players on the board as well. So it's near and dear to my heart, and it looks beautiful, particularly juxtaposed, with the new Main Street. So with me this weekend, December 9th and 10th, is Lynn Sabian, who's the marketing manager at the Capital Center of the Arts. So Lynn, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're very busy this time of year. So tell me your background. You're a lawyer, so how did a lawyer get involved with the Capital Center of the Arts?
I actually had a dual midlife crisis.
Usually you only have one, right?
I'm an overachiever. When I came out of college, I did a lot of work in marketing and communications, graphic design, that sort of thing. I was the founding art director for New Hampshire Magazine, amongst other things. But in the back of my mind, I'd always wanted to go to law school after I'd graduated from college. And for a number of reasons, it wasn't possible at that time. And many, many years later, a few changes of life later, I was in a very fortunate circumstance where I could go back to school and went to law school, which was my first crisis. And did that for 3 years at Pierce Law right here in town.
Sure.
Now UNH School of Law. A wonderful time, great professors, great coworkers. Practiced law for about 5 years and then had this opportunity come up to be the marketing person for the Capital Center for the Arts. Talked about it with my husband, and he said, I know you enjoy law. He said, but you really can't do it forever. What do you want to do after you retire from being a lawyer? And I said, well, my dream job would be working for the Capital Center for the Arts doing their marketing. And he went, well, there's not really much of a decision to make, is it?
That's great advice, because all of us, most of us have to work for most of our professional life. So 40 years, I always tell young students who are looking for mentoring advice is you gotta love what you're doing. So that's awesome. That's a great story. So we're going to talk specifically about some upcoming shows, some holiday shows, and some other shows later in the winter as well. But can you give us a feel for how involved the Capital Center of the Arts is in terms of setting up its overall schedule, and how you market it, and how you evaluate whether whether a performance will work in New Hampshire or not, and sort of the financials behind it, which I know when I was on the board, it was always important to get sponsors, because The tickets only, you know, covered us, you know, X percent of the performance. So I'm not sure if that model is still true. But why don't you give us that background, then we'll get into the upcoming shows.
Well, that's 100% true, is that the ticket sales represent only a small amount of the cost of putting on a show. And we rely very heavily on sponsors, donors, and members to help us be able to sustain and really thrive in the years ahead. So thank you to everybody who contributed us earlier this week for Giving Tuesday and throughout the entire year. I know that the CCA appreciates it, as do other nonprofit organizations who benefited from activities of that type.
And what are some of the advantages of being a member of the Capital Center of the Arts? Because obviously, you know, corporate major employers and corporations will do sponsors of specific performances, mm-hmm. and Northeast Delta Dental has done that. We always get a good marketing bang for our buck. Last year, I got to do a little talk right before performance with a comedian. So, Jason, but in terms of if I'm an individual citizen and have a family and I want to be a member, how does that work, and what are some of the advantages of that?
Sure. Well, membership started at a very low $50 a year, and members at all levels get ticket insurance, which means that if you get tickets and then for some reason you are unable to attend a particular performance, you're able to trade in that for another show, or depending on how well the show is performing, sometimes you might even get your cash back for that, and that's something that non-members don't get. Also, members at the $100 a year and above level have the opportunity to have a 24-hour window before tickets are made available to the general public. And depending on what the particular performer is, we've had people that have become members just because they want tickets for that particular show before the unwashed masses get there.
That's too funny. No, so there's definitely an advantage to being a member. So to become a member, can I just go on the website or come down? How would that work?
You can. You can call Cherie Owens, who is our membership and individual giving manager, and that's at 225-1111. You can also go online at ccanh.com.
Great. So in a week, we have the featured show Christmas with the Rocking Horse Studio. So tell us what that's all about and the lineup.
Sure. Your listeners may be familiar with Rocking Horse Studio. They're out of Pittsfield, New Hampshire, and they are a preeminent recording studio for local and area regional artists. There are some artists that have gone on even to become internationally renowned. And your listeners may also be familiar with Brian Coombs, who owns and operates Rocking Horse Studio. They've come to the Capital Center for many years now. People who have attended the shows in the past may remember it in our Spotlight Cafe, which is a pop-up venue that we set up in our Governor's Hall on the first floor when you just walk in through the double doors. This year, they are graduating to the main stage. It is a general admission show, and the main stage fits up to 1,300 people. So if you were unable to get in last year, because I believe both shows sold out as shows of had in the past, come on down this year.
Awesome. And of course, Ken Kale has had the Rocking Horse folks, you know, on his show. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's Saturday, December 16th. And you're right about the theater, by the way. I mean, we had the Volunteer New Hampshire event at the Capital Center of the Arts. It was absolutely awesome. So on Sunday, December 17th, you have the Capital Jazz Orchestra Holiday Pop. So tell us about that.
We absolutely love the CJO. They come in a couple times a year, and we also help them out with ticket sales for some shows that they have at the Audi. CJ Poole will be a guest vocalist again this year for those who enjoyed him last year, as well as Laura Daigle. And Laura Canoy of NHPR will also be reading The Night Before Christmas. And this year we have special guests, the National Catholic Regional Junior High School Choir.
Awesome. And are tickets, you know, still available for?
Tickets are still available for that show, as well as for the Rocking Horse show. And I was negligent. I forgot to mention that a company with which you're very familiar is one of the sponsors
Yes.
of the Holiday Pops, Northeast Delta Dental.
Thank you. And my team, Kathy Walker, like me, was on the Capital Center of the Arts board. So we have a very, you know, near and dear to our heart, the Capitol Center of the Arts. So when that opportunity presented itself, it was a real natural. And so that's coming up on Sunday, December 17th. I also know that Allen's Obosquin and Holiday Inn is also a co-sponsor. So big shout out to those two organizations as well. So give us again the contact and ticket information if I'm listening to this and want to go either to the Rocking Horse event, which is on December 16th, or the Pops, which is December 17th. Give us that contact information.
Sure. You can give the Capitol Center a call, our box office, at 225-1111. They are closed on Wednesdays, but they're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 6. They're also open on Saturdays from 11 to 2. You can go online 24/7 if you absolutely have to have those tickets this afternoon and can't wait till tomorrow. And that is at ccanh.com. Go to the events section and you can find tickets not only for those shows, but for the remainder of our 2017-18 schedule.
I'm smiling when you say that because I find in our business, just dental insurance, like we have the best human customer service, but there are people at 1 o'clock in the morning want to know the status of their claim, so we also have to have the best technology. So,
well, those are the kind of things that keep people awake.
There you
go.
So I was resonating. You know, what you were saying was resonating. You definitely need the combination of the human touch, but also the best technology. Because when someone is ready to buy the ticket, I understand you have to pounce. But what's the one thing that has surprised you in your position that you didn't know about the performing arts model?
I think what really surprised me was what we talked about earlier. People sometimes take a look at the ticket price and they go, oh my gosh, you know, $80 for a show. This place must just be rolling over in dough. And that's really not the case. There are so many factors that go into putting together a show, which include everything from the fee which we pay to the artists to the huge number of people that are actually there the day of the show, making sure that everything moves forward the way that it should.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend, December 9th and 10th, is Lynn Sabian, who's the marketing manager at the Capitol Center for the Arts. And this is her passion. She is trained to be a lawyer, but deep down in her heart, she wanted to be the marketing leader for Performing Arts Center. And you found it with the Capitol Center for the Arts. That's awesome.
I sure have, and I'm thrilled to be here today.
Always I always tell people to, find their passion, because I tell this to my four children. You'll be working professionally between 30 and probably 50 years nowadays. And so it's hard enough, to do that. But if you have your passion for it, that's why I love my job, oral health, spreading oral health coverage. It's not hard, getting up and doing that. So I congratulate you for following your passion. We talked about the economic model. I think it's good for me just to re-explain that tickets only cover a certain, percentage of the cost of a performance, and that's why it's important that we get corporate sponsors, and we'll about to name some. And I can tell you that Northeast Delta Dental definitely gets its value out of that. We also need members, and we also need people to, buy tickets as individuals. However, the ticket price for some performances may seem relatively high or relatively low, but in most cases it does not pay for the overall cost of the production. So it really does take a village to have a first-class performing arts center. So I congratulate the Capitol Center of the Arts and its board and its management team, Lynn and the team there. So I know that I was recently at the Volunteer New Hampshire event and have been to a number of events, and there's always a number of very friendly ushers and people that help you out. So tell us how that, if someone wants to volunteer for that type of position, how that all works, Lynn.
Sure. We're always looking for volunteer ushers, and we have a core of them. By and large, we don't require people to work certain shows. So if you have a passion, say, for the opera and you want to volunteer only to do the Metropolitan Opera shows, we are happy to have you come to do that. We have other people that are really into the rock concerts and have no interest in our HD broadcasts. We really try very hard to place people in the areas where they love it. And I think it shows when you interact with them. There are smiles all around.
Absolutely. I will echo that. You always run into friendly folks, you know, that are helping you. So let's go back to the two upcoming shows. Let's start with the Rocking Horse Studio. Tell us about who's sponsoring that and another thumbnail sketch of what that's about.
Sure. That show is sponsored by Fairpoint Communications, another corporate sponsor. We are very fortunate to have them, as we're fortunate to have you as one of the sponsors for the Holiday Pops. I think your listeners may recognize a lot of the performers that are going to be there. I've seen some of them perform at Market Days or Capital Arts Fest last May. They appear at area restaurants and other establishments, as well as other performing arts venues, both locally and in the area as well. And it's a pretty exhaustive list. I think probably people could go to ccanh.com events and take a look at the 20 or 25 or so performers that'll be there.
Nice. So that's coming right up next week, Saturday, December 16th. And again, on Sunday, December 17th at 4 o'clock is the Capital Jazz Orchestra Holiday Pops. Tell us a little bit more about that. I know you have Laura reading and you have the sponsor. So tell us a little bit more about that as well.
Sure. One of the things that people really like best about the show, in addition to the experience and expertise, of course, of the Capital Jazz Orchestra, is that it always includes a sing-along portion of the performance, so that people...
Gotta have the sing-along.
Exactly, yeah, nice. Exactly. And especially when talking with Delta Dental, again, going back to people leaving with smiles on their faces.
You got it. And the other sponsors for that are Allen's of Boscawen and Holiday Inn. And again, if I'm listening to this and I want to buy some tickets, how do I do that?
You can do that by calling 225-1111. You can go online at ccanh.com or stop by our box office, which is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 6, and Saturdays from 11 to 2.
And since this is the spirit of giving with Christmas and Hanukkah coming up, if someone wanted to give the gift of entertainment, so to speak, are there Capital Center of the Arts, you know, gift cards, and can I buy a membership for someone? How does that all work?
You most certainly can do that. You can get a membership by calling our membership and individual giving manager, Cherie Owens, and she's at 225-1111. You can also, if you stop by the box office, they are trained to help you out purchasing memberships. Gift cards are available in just about any denomination that you'd like. And I think they're especially good because you may know that somebody likes to go to the Capital Center or performing arts in general, but you may not know exactly what performance they might be interested in. Or even if you do know what they're interested in, you may not know what area of the audience they might like to sit. There are people that we have that will sit only in the front row of the balcony, or they'll only sit in an aisle seat or whatever. And giving them the gift card really lets them choose exactly the seat that they'll have the best possible experience.
I'm smiling again because I've segued into my gift giving to all gift cards. So this is going to be on my list because it's true.
A lot of people
my age have everything they need. So it's like sometimes easier. So that's good. And I never thought about that, but it's true. I mean, you don't necessarily know what, in terms of the, you know, the performing arts, what people like or where they sit. I mean, some people like to be light, you know, right in the front. And I know me personally, I like to be a little back with a little bit of elevation. So that's a really good point you make.
And we also have a lot of people that will bundle things together and make like a gift basket that a gift card will just be one component. There'll also be a restaurant gift card so that you can really make it a day or an evening in Concord.
Good stocking stuffer. So leading up to Christmas Day on Friday, December 22nd, you actually have the Oak Ridge Boys coming in, and I will resist the temptation to sing Elvira, but that is one of my Elvira. That is definitely one of my favorite songs. So tell us about the Oak Ridge Boys, and are there still tickets available for that?
I will not sing it as well because I think you'll lose listeners if you do. We've sold a good number of tickets, but there are also a number of really good tickets there that are still left for that particular show.
And the sponsor is Eastern Bank. So. Just let's take a little journey on this one. So, like, did someone have, I know MT and others used to explain to me, you know, some of the context that they would make, but is it difficult getting, you know, sort of a nationally recognized, you know, group to come to New Hampshire in the winter?
This is a show that we're doing in partnership with Meadowbrook Productions.
Ah, okay, great.
So they're really doing the heavy lifting when it comes to promoting the show, and we're doing the ticket selling and some promoting on our end for that. But we find that we have a lot of performers that are either from the New Hampshire area, or you know, how can you really resist the idea of a white Christmas up in New England?
There you go. There's definitely some value to that for sure. And then as we get past Christmas Day, but before New Year's, we have the MetLife rebroadcast of Hansel and Gretel. Tell us about that.
We have a lot of HD broadcast from the Met. Some of them are live, so you can kind of save the trip to New York and come to the Capitol Center. You can see almost exactly what the people that are sitting in the Metropolitan Opera House are seeing at that particular point. You may actually see it even better because the cameras go in close-ups. You can really see the nuances of the performers' expressions as they're singing. The sound, we make very, very sure to keep it as true as possible to what the people are probably hearing. And then during intermission times, they have special backstage features so that you can learn more about the particular performances that are going on.
Yeah, in high definition these days, it's like you say, it's better than live. it seems like that way now. So.
And we really do have to emphasize that when we sell these tickets, because we have had people come to the door going, really, you know, where were the opera singers, or right. You know, for the Bolshoi Ballet, where are the ballet dancers? It's like, no, it's an HD broadcast. Well, what's HD?
It's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So let's talk. Let's kind of. Foreshadow 2018, we have Paula Poundstone, Seth Meyers. Let's talk about those performances.
Sure. Paula Poundstone is a name that a lot of your listeners might be familiar with. She's been doing this for a long time. She is a very well-known comedian, and you really don't stay in that kind of a business unless you remain timely and relevant to audiences.
Awesome. And we also have Seth Meyers coming, and he's another New Hampshire local. Spirit of Transparency. His mom was a French teacher in Bedford when my kids were in that school system, and his dad I used to work out with a little bit at the Executive Club. So that's on Saturday, February 10th, and that benefits CASA of New Hampshire. So tell us about that show.
Well, I think people always like when there's a New Hampshire connection, just like there is with Sarah Silverman and a lot of other performers. We had Rent come by earlier in the year. There was a local performer in there as well. And we found that people from New Hampshire really like to come support their own. It's also benefiting CASA and the Granite State Children's Alliance, which are two very, very well-respected organizations, and people have been incredibly generous about, you know, opening up their hearts and in their wallets to support these groups.
That's awesome. CASA is such an important organization, and I know Northeast Delta Dental helps support them. And then finally, looking ahead to when we get out of the winter into early spring, we have the Charlie Daniels Band on Thursday, April 5th, and the Devil Went Down to Georgia. Tell us about that.
Other than I remember it from high school.
Jeez, exactly.
I just find it amazing that Charlie Daniels is 81 years old, still going strong, self-proclaimed, very outspoken patriot. We try very hard at the Capitol Center for the Arts. Sometimes we'll get something about this performer or that performer for somebody that happens to hold either an opposing political view or just a different opinion about something. And we don't select people to come to the Capitol Center on those grounds. We choose them because we think they're strong performers, and that the performances have artistic value, and that audiences will like them.
Awesome.